Haiti. Let's hope there's not a lot of that still going on. A drone attack in Pakistan said to have started a panic attack among the Mujahideen. That's good news as far as I'm concerned. 20 dead. Not everybody happy with that. Cindy Sheehan protesting at Dick Cheney's house over the use of drones. Obama gets some help from Clinton and George Bush on Haiti. And stumps for Martha Coakley in the Massachusetts Senate. If you don't know who Martha Coakley is, she's running, of course, for Ted Kennedy's seat. And it's a dead heat when it comes to the Republicans and the Democrats in this one, according to the polls. So how important is Martha Coakley? Very, to the Democrats. They need the 60 to get things through in the Senate. Might not have it. In fact, won't have it if she doesn't get elected on Tuesday in that special election there for the president, who is concerned about Haiti and a bunch of other things, made it a priority to go and stump for her in Massachusetts. All right, that's part of what we're going to be covering on America tonight as we zig and zag all over the place. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, of course, at the helm of the show. You know how to get a hold of us here and join in the conversation along the way. We'll give out the digits. Plus, you can always email me at americatonight.net. Very excited as well to have in the next 10 minutes in our next segment a guy named James Holland. You might not know his name, but I guarantee at some point, if you ever in your life flipped through a National Geographic, you probably have seen this guy's photos. An amazing photographer with an incredible tale. Growing up just wanting to look through the lens and snap those pictures for Life magazine, he ends up with a summer break on an internship, photographing for National Geographic, and then he becomes a photographer for that magazine. Boy, as a kid, I can remember thinking of the faraway places, getting that little yellow magazine. You know how the corners were outlined in yellow? And I'm sure we had a pile of them somewhere. If you go to the library today, almost anywhere, they have them in the back stacks. One of the places you might have seen photographs of, sadly, because of the terrible poverty and the shades of over the years of what's happened in that country, probably somewhere, was Haiti. And when I said the Haitians literally are praying every day and crying, of course they're doing that, because what's happened there, the horror there, has certainly united some people in some sense. But still, there are people that are missing. And 5 days later, they found people alive. So you can understand the scramble to make things happen. But the problem, of course, is the government is in a mess. There is just chaos. There really isn't a solid government. The United States has had to step in a very big way. The palace was destroyed. A lot of the people in the parliament there gone, missing, all that stuff. So Port-au-Prince has become more than chaotic, sort of like a living hell. It's probably the best way that I can think of to describe all of the images that I've seen and also in talking to some of the people who have been there and who are actually trying to get there. I know people that will call America Tonight once they get there, but they're having trouble actually getting there. And the Haitian police, of course, struggling to scatter hundreds of stone-throwing looters in the old market area, that downtown area. There was smoke from bonfires, burning uncollected bodies. Oof. Gunfire could be heard in the distance. You had young guys roaming the streets with bandanas, wielding machetes. Sounds incredibly frightening to me. And, of course, part of the problem is the supplies have been bottlenecked at the U.S. airport, at the U.S.-controlled airport at this point, because of what was going on at the airport, and they couldn't, the FAA had to ground the planes. Now the United States, of course, in charge of that. However, they're trying to speed up the deliveries, and apparently earlier in the day things were flowing a lot smoother, which is very, very, very good news. In the meantime, a lot of people in the U.S. and elsewhere are also giving money to the Red Cross and other organizations. Some famous people, some not famous people are trying to pitch in however they can. George Clooney, who was off in Hollywood at the Golden Globes, is holding some kind of a telethon a couple of days from now. That's a big deal because they think they're going to raise a lot of money there. Wyclef Jean, who of course is from Haiti, has had to weather allegations as to what his organization is really doing with money and some attacks on what he's done there in that country and where money is being funneled. And he answers that back on a YouTube video. We'll let you hear what he had to say because he's probably musician-wise and being a Haitian, he's one of the more famous Haitians. There are other athletes and other people, of course, but I think most people, if you know his music, you understand that he is from that area and that he is very big on trying to do whatever he can to get the people straight. Now, they take a few steps backwards in that country, but does it mean rebuilding? And is the scenario in the future actually hard to say now, but is it actually brighter in some cases? I mentioned right here at the get-go, when I was giving you a smattering of things that we were going to talk about, this woman that you would never know her name unless you were a voter in Massachusetts and unless you've been kind of keeping up with this thing, Martha Coakley, because it's a toss-up right now. Tuesday is that special election to fill that Senate seat that was held on for so long by Ted Kennedy, of course, and Martha Coakley does not have all the votes. There's a Republican named Scott Brown, who is the antithesis of Coakley, who is talking to Massachusetts folks and saying, listen, I'm not voting for that health care. I see lots of holes in it. Here's how I feel about the legislation and what I've heard. And she is the opposite of that. So this could really change the political scene in D.C., and it puts at risk it big way Obama's first-term legislative push for health insurance reform, because you need to get the 60 votes. I say this all the time. I'm for reform, but this piece of legislation, to me, is not worth the paper that it's printed on and has been printed on over and over and over again. So she would have an important vote on that bill. Brown would be the guy, because he's not going to vote for it. He's clearly said that, and that's what he's running on. He's not going to vote for it, so he would actually be the guy who would stop it. If Coakley wins, the Democrats can sigh and take a big breath of relief, I guess, because she'll be in the Senate to keep the filibuster-proof majority intact. This is why Obama, of course, was pushing. She wins by a tiny margin. It could hurt the Democratic incumbents, certainly in other states, but I think they're already aware that there's winds of change come this next election for so many of the House seats anyway. And in the Senate, it's a few here and there. And here's the thing. If Brown wins, it would just completely end it. I mean, it would jeopardize the insurance legislation big time. If he wins it, it kills the health care. I mean, even Congressman Barney Frank, who's no dummy, realizes that. He said that last week. If he wins, forget it. He knows that this is dead. Wow. Lots at stake in Massachusetts. Just a couple of days away for those voters. All right, coming up next on ATN, the adventure photographer James Holland will join us here in these airwaves to talk about some of the cool places that he's been. Stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
I'll tell you what, this is our Dreamer segment on America Tonight. Can you imagine traveling around the world and being around some of the most infamous settings and people and just flat out be awed by some of what you're seeing in front of you while you're taking those photographs? And working for the National Geographic must have been an incredible thing for our next guest. But that's not all he did. I mean, he's got an incredible resume. And his photographs, I have a copy of his book. It's amazing. You would be awed by it as well if it were sitting on your coffee table. I think you wouldn't get any work done. It's called Adventure Photographer. And it makes me want to just become a photographer, although I'm a lousy photographer. So without further ado, James Holland, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm up here in Boston drowning in the political commercials.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Tuesday is D-Day, so to speak, Boston. In Massachusetts, yes. No kidding.
Hey, you summarized that very well, by the way.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. In reading your bio and then looking at your photographs, I came across one thing I thought was interesting. I know where he got some of that experience. You went to Ohio University for a while, right?
Yes, I was there a couple of years.
I graduated from Ohio University, so go Bobcats.
Oh, yes. Very good.
So I'm looking at, it's hard to summarize your career because you've been everywhere, here and there and in between. You know, in looking at the photographs, I'm looking at the pyramids and some of the subjects that you covered, the Ku Klux Klan, the Nazi Party, just an amazing plethora, wide swath. Certainly you have cut overseas and here in the United States. And this is going to be a tough question, James, but I'm going to throw it at you anyway. So you take all these photographs and a lifetime of doing this and the thrill of being a contract photographer for National Geographic. What was your favorite assignment?
Well, that's hard to say because you know, it's always exciting to travel with the first family or something, because then not everybody's going to tell you, oh, you should have been here last week. The president was here. Because you are there when the president's there. So that's
yeah.
the time to be there. But the things I enjoyed the best, actually, at Geographic were a couple of the larger stories, like Libya and the North Africa, and also the Amazon, because both of those things were just filled with lots of mini stories and lots of mini adventures, all of which were fascinating.
Yeah, you mentioned Libya, and apparently, and you talk about this, there's a great story about your Secret Service escort and what happened there and the fact that you almost got into a really hairy situation. What happened?
Oh, he was somebody else. He was working for, he was officially a guide from the government, and he was really with their Secret Service. He was going to keep me out of trouble, but I had to keep him out of trouble. He had to submit interesting habits, like he was selling this homemade medicine that cured everything. He was a snake oil salesman. And wherever we went off to shoot, he would take a trunk full of this medicine, which smelled like Vicks VapoRub. And as soon as he ran out, he'd disappear for two or three days. No word. He just didn't show up. And I wasn't supposed to go out by myself. Of course, I did. I didn't. Didn't much care for this, but and he would do things like we went to Wheelis Air Force Base, was still there then, and I went there for a checkup and to find out about some pictures of this bomber that had been lost in the desert that we were going to go visit. And I got a call. I'm sitting there talking to one of the press sergeants, and I get a call, and my guide has gone to the PX. He's trying to buy a case of Scotch whiskey and a U.S. Colonel's uniform. And, of course, he can't buy either one of them.
There you go.
So his real task, I think, was to keep me busy and to separate me from as much of my my expense account as I could.
Yeah, there you go. And so you go from that wild adventure in Libya to, as I mentioned, the Ku Klux Klan. And one of the photos you have, you show that, I was shocked when I saw this. It's Ku Klux Klan Day at a fair in Colorado. And you see your picture's incredible. You see the guys in the hoods, the whole getup, and they're going around on a Ferris wheel. What was that? How did you get that close to the Klan?
Okay. That one, by the way, I didn't take. There are two pictures in there. That's one. Those are both from the 1920s.
Yeah.
And that was the picture I was thinking about when I was driving through Ohio. And I saw this huge billboard and this big cross right next to the interstate highway that said, Ku Klux Klan Rally, Public Welcome. Of course, I was a student and wanting to be a news photographer, so of course I got off at the next exit and backtracked, and I spent the afternoon and the evening there taking pictures of these guys. And they were trying to recruit people. It was the 100th year of the Klan. And so they put up with me taking my pictures. They just, if they didn't want their face to show, they turned their back or frowned at me. So I mostly took pictures in their hoods and things. It was a little scary, but it was a little disgusting too, because they were basically trying to whitewash their reputation and act like the good old boys at a family picnic. And they have their kids there. They had
Wow.
their kids there and their wives dressed up in Klan outfits, and it was something else.
Pardon me for jumping in, but you talk about the Ku Klux Klan and how it was something else to see the families there. And you've seen, photographed a lot of families wherever you've been. And I'm wondering about the Amazon and what that was like and what you encountered there with the people. So many people have a natural curiosity about the Amazon, and sadly many of us will never get there.
Well, it's a huge area. It's 9 countries. And my first trip there was with Geographic. They were doing one of their television specials. So I went along as the still photographer. So I got a nice overall view of the whole river. We started in Peru, up in the mountains, with Machu Picchu and some of the glaciers, and then we followed it all the way down through the central Brazil and Peru, and visited with some of the Indians, and we didn't get to see the gold miners, which is what I wanted to see the most, but I put that off for another trip, and then we ended up at Belém, which is down by the mouth, and there's an island in the middle of the river there that's as big as Switzerland, so people just have no idea of the size of that place and the numbers of indigenous people that are there. I spent a lot of time with two different Indian tribes, actually three, but in the book I only do the Yagua Indians, which still wear their grass skirts, and they're believed to be the source of the Amazon women warriors that the Spanish conquistadors first saw. And the Trio Indians, which are in Suriname, which is also one of the tributaries of the Amazon. And, you know, it was just amazing being there with a small group of Indians that, you know, you spending a day in the life of these guys, and they're doing things like making blowguns for their poison darts to go out in the woods and shoot the game up in top of the jungle. It's really quite interesting, but on the other hand, it's not that different than here. It's just a lot. It's I guess you'd call it paradise.
Yeah, paradise, and it's just more primitive to what we have.
Yes,
absolutely, but it's the same thing.
Much worse too.
No, I bet they're much worse. Absolutely. We're almost out of time, but like I said, the book is just terrific. And did you ever think that you would go from internship to being able to work for National Geographic one day?
Well, I wanted to be a Life magazine photographer from the time I was a kid. And Life was almost gone by the time I got out of school. So I went to work for Geographic, and, you know, after 2 or 3 years, I knew it just wasn't for me. I mean, you're a nomad. And that sounds great until you try it. You know, you don't have any friends and family, and every photographer on the staff seems to be on his fifth or sixth wife.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a very good situation, except when you're a young man like me and you don't mind going to all the places that the regular people don't want to go to unless they have to.
Gotcha.
So I was a people photographer, too, so Geographic was a great youthful experience, and I'm glad I did it, but I had enough adventure.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Hey, somebody wants to get a copy of your book, James. How can they do it?
Well, the best way is just to go to my website, which is A Bit of Boston Books. And everything is there. You can order whatever you want. Be shipped out free and all that stuff. So.
Oh, that's great. A Bit of Boston Books. Well, it's been a real pleasure. What an eye you have, James. Thanks for hanging late with us here in America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and we'll be listening to your results of the race here in 2 days.
What a good setup. We're going to be talking about that next on ATN.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Jive talking. The word of the week is Conan or Leno. Who do you prefer? Let's say you're in charge at NBC. Do you have Jay's back or do you have Conan's back? Of course, there is a little thing called the contract. Certainly, it's Leno who's the man when it comes to NBC. They've made that clear in what all the executives have come out and mentioned through the press. Dick Ebersol, who's in charge of sports and is the major man at NBC, trashed Conan O'Brien in the New York Times last week. So it's clear where they're going with this whole thing. And apparently Conan O'Brien has a $40 million buyout clause, so he'll most likely end up with $40 million. But the key thing here is, I think, that he gets the Tonight Show, is excited about it, has paid his dues at NBC, and goes to Los Angeles. His crew goes to Los Angeles. They've been there 7 months, and now because that's what it is, if Leno had been successful at 10 p.m., the East Coast time, this wouldn't have been a discussion, because Leno would have stayed where he was. But because affiliates complained, NBC had to pull the plug on the Jay Leno show, so they slide him back into the Tonight Show. It's pretty obvious that's what's going to happen. It's been interesting to hear the verbal sparring going back and forth rather between Leno and Conan O'Brien in a way, and all the other late night talk show hosts. Jimmy Kimmel did a funny appearance, I thought, on Jay Leno. And then, of course, here's Conan O'Brien. It almost sounds like he's saying goodbye.
I really do consider myself a very lucky person. I do. No matter what happens, it's been a real honor to sit in the same chair as Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, and Jay Leno.
You're known for pranks. What's the best prank you ever pulled?
I think the best prank I ever pulled was I told a guy that 5 years from now, I'm going to give you my show. And then when the 5 years came, I gave it to him, and then I took it back almost instantly.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
Ever order anything off the TV?
Like NBC ordered your show off the TV?
Yeah, no.
Wow, Kimmel really sticking it to Leno. It certainly seems like more people are lining up in, at least comedian-wise, are lining up in the Conan O'Brien side of things versus the Jay Leno deal. This might be wrapped up by Tuesday because Martin Luther King Day, a huge celebration and day off for a lot of people, is Monday, is now, and Tuesday is really the start of another week, so I'm assuming maybe Friday is the end of Conan O'Brien. Maybe they'll pull the plug sooner. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. Matt, you've been watching along on the sidelines, too, like I have, and boy, Jimmy Kimmel really stuck it to him. Do you think he expected that?
I don't think so. I think Jay probably assumed, I'm having Jimmy on my show, we're going to have a nice little banter back and forth and promote, you know, his show, get a little time out of it, but Jimmy, he's never really held back. I remember a clip a couple months ago with Melissa Joan Hart, and she was talking about being on Dancing with the Stars or something like that, and he made a dig at her about her, whatever show that was that she was on. I don't even remember the name of it. It was some show.
The thing with the cat, the witch
thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember the name of that show, but whatever it was. And she's like, oh, that joke's so 90s, and trying to deflect it. And then he just comes right back at her and said, well, frankly, so are you.
You know? Yeah, he doesn't pull any punches.
Right.
There's no question about it. In fact, you know, it's interesting. My little claim to fame, not willingly, but it just happened. I did an interview with O.J. Simpson, and Jimmy Kimmel ran a clip of it. I don't think I've ever had my phone ring off the hook more, so obviously he has people who listen to him.
Yeah, definitely. And I've always thought he's probably one of the better people as far as just being quick-witted and with his guests and interviews and things like that. He's probably one of the best. Ferguson's probably got some of the best monologues. And I just like Conan overall as kind of a complete package.
Yeah, and I think what'll happen is they'll have to make an agreement that he can go and compete against Jay. So probably Fox reaches out. Fox has never had a successful talk show. Maybe Conan O'Brien can spur something on with the Fox people, and that's what happens.
I think that'd be a good spot for him because Fox has always kind of been more of a younger themed, kind of edgier
network. Yeah.
And that kind of fits with how Conan's late show was. Late Night with Conan O'Brien. It fits more of that style, and that's where he had more of his success. I think he had to tone down his show a little bit.
The Tonight Show,
right.
Yeah.
Right, and so I think maybe moving to Fox would be a good idea.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, you can't, it's like he says, he's had a good career, and he's not done, and you can't feel too sorry. I mean, how would you like a buyout package of $40 million?
I would definitely take that right now.
I would, too.
If someone wants my position on America Tonight for $40 million, actually, you know what, for $1 million, I will sell out for that.
That's nice. I'll sell my spot.
Exactly.
We should put it on Craigslist and see what we get.
We should see what we can get.
For American Tonight. But it's true, we're making the point that the money is so huge in this case. But at some point, when you're in that stratosphere and you're an entertainer, it's not about the money. It's about the ego and the time you put in and the troops behind you. Especially comedians are very loyal to their writers. And, you know, that obviously doesn't make Conan O'Brien happy that you've got this whole crew out there with family members that are part of the writing staff and other parts of the staff that have given up the life on the other coast to come do this, and now they're out. Okay, there was a thing called the Golden Globes. They do it each year. They've done it for, I don't know, however many years, a gazillion years. It's been around for a long time. It's sort of the precursor of the Academy Awards. You might not give a crap about award shows. It's just kind of interesting if you're a movie fan. Like, my relaxation, my escape, I'm getting away from the politics of it all and the phone ringing and calling D.C. and talking to this person and talking to that person and blah, blah, blah. My escapes... I'm going to tell you my escape routes. It's the movies and sports. And so I have seen some of the movies that were up for these awards. I have not seen this Avatar because it's 3 hours long. And there's part of me that's like, do I really want to see this? Can I just not wait for this to come out? That's a lot of time that I don't have. 3 hours is a long time. But Avatar won, like, the movie of the year and all that other stuff from the foreign press, because that's who does the Golden Globes. And also, I thought this was pretty good, because here's two movies I do want to see. I love Jeff Bridges. I think he seems like a real person for what it's worth for Hollywood, and who cares, but he's made this movie called Crazy Heart, and it's supposed to be fantastic. So he gets an award for that movie, and Sandra Bullock got an award for the football story called The Blind Side, and it's the story about, it's a story about Michael, who's the football player? You know who it is, Matt? The football
it's Michael
player?
Michael Orr.
Oh, Michael Orr. Thank you. It was Michael Orr, the Baltimore Ravens. He's actually the Baltimore Ravens rookie, right? And it's the story about how she ends up taking him in after discovering he was homeless. And so she says that, she gave credit to him and, talked about the story, and it's become big now. There was a book written about it, and that book is selling like hotcakes, I guess, but this movie about Michael Orr is supposed to be pretty good too, and I haven't seen that one. And then there was Julie and Julia, which Meryl Streep won an award for that. Robert Downey Jr. won an award for Sherlock Holmes. I haven't seen Sherlock Holmes. I want to see it. Matt apparently has some illegal connection, so he's got a copy of it and he's gonna watch it. And Matt, are you excited to see Sherlock Holmes?
Of course I am. I might watch a little bit of it tonight.
I did see a movie called The Hurt Locker that was really good, and that was up for a bunch of awards.
I watched that, too. I've actually seen that movie twice.
Didn't you love it?
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
And for people who know, we talk so much about war and, here on the show and what's happening to the soldiers. We've had some of the soldiers on, and that's exactly what it's about. It's about those roadside bombs and detonating them in this cruise. It's incredible. I don't even know how to describe it. You feel like you're there.
Yeah, and it's pretty
graphic.
Suspenseful, graphic.
Yeah.
It does get your heart racing a couple of times. And I saw The Blind Side as well, and I thought that was a pretty good movie. And Sandra Bullock probably did one of the better jobs of her career in that movie.
Really? So you would recommend The Blind Side?
Yeah, definitely.
And you went to go see it. You went out to the movie theater.
Right.
Oh, wow.
It's been a while since
you went to the movies. Oh, you might have gotten a sneak copy from your director friend in Hollywood.
Exactly.
The connection, the road crew that he's hooked up with somehow there.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
This sounds like a mafia comment. I know a guy who knows a guy. So, she was a winner, and he's selling that to you. I haven't seen The Blind Side. I want to go see that. I mentioned that. Inglourious Basterds, I thought, was a brilliant movie. And the supporting actor, Christopher Waltz, won for that. Also, there were a couple of other things. Television-wise, Dexter, which I liked that show. Michael C. Hall, who's the main character, won for that as well. And Grey Gardens won with the main actress from that. I can't think of who it is now. But that won an award, too. Kevin Bacon, this is another movie related to war called Taking Chances. It's about taking the body of this soldier home, a real soldier. It's a real story. And supposedly that's pretty incredible. So a couple of war-themed things did well at the Golden Globes. Coming up on the flip side, birthdays this day in history and news you can have used.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Civil rights. He was a strong worker for civil rights, to say the least. He was the man on the big speech, "I Had a Dream," back in the day. amazing the breakthroughs of Martin Luther King and where he started, became the pastor of that, remember, Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, or maybe you don't, but that's where he started. And he was always pushing for civil rights, and he rose to dizzying heights as he took the mantle and heard the call and marched all the way to Washington, as you all know. And, of course, ultimately was sadly assassinated. And it is Martin Luther King Day. Some of you perhaps have the day off. And if you do, just somewhere in your mind, take that moment to remember and to remember how inspiring that address was as he stood before the masses and delivered that incredible that speech. I think one of the best of all time. He was just 35 when he got the Nobel Peace Prize. And it's funny, you talk about the prize money, and the prize money now over $1 million. When he got the award, the prize money was $54,123. And he took that money and said he was turning it over to further the civil rights movement. And, of course, sadly, in 1968, while he was standing on the balcony of his motel room in Memphis, Tennessee, he was going to lead a protest march in sympathy with striking garbage workers of that day. He was assassinated. But Martin Luther King Day, one of the days that, certainly the day that we remember Martin Luther King in this country. We're going to go back in history and tell you that there are 348 days left in the year, and we'll hit some of the highlights, like the Great Brinks robbery that took place in 1950. Are you familiar with that? If you're not, I'll give you some of the details. In the meantime, here's a little news you can abuse before we jump to that. There was this impromptu porn billboard that stopped traffic to a crawl. You can see how this is being set up. It happened in Moscow, of all places, an enormous television screen, and it was showing a porn film. It caused a midnight traffic jam in central Moscow. The motorists were stunned. They slammed on the brakes. They were gawking at the naked bodies. The owner of the advertising screen, which sat atop a main road, told the state-run news agency that hackers had broken into the screen's computer system and turned on the porn. They believe they were hooligans, that's what they're calling them. It was a short clip showing cars slowing to a halt to look at the screen that sprung up on YouTube and internet sets on Friday across Russia. And then, of course, the nude bodies entered into that. Wow. That would be kind of startling, I guess. Think of anywhere in this country that you would have the same reaction. Boy, wouldn't you love this if you were sitting on the beach somewhere and coins and jewelry were washing ashore. In Quito, Ecuador, that's exactly what's been happening. They have these high tides that have been pulling in more than seaweed. Hundreds of people who've been swimming have scooped up what looks like U.S. coins, rings, bracelets, necklaces, silver and gold colored jewelry. I wonder where it's coming from. The they call it flotsam when that comes in, you know. And one woman told a TV station she collected a total of money that she found of $500. They don't know where the objects came from, just that they came in, you know, washed all this stuff ashore. And that's kind of, I wonder where it came from. Like somebody threw it over a cruise ship, or somebody was in an accident, boating accident. I mean, especially, it had to be bigger than that. If that much was washing ashore, somebody must have had it stashed away or something crazy. This would be my biggest fear. I mean, this would be bad if this happened. Can you imagine being stuck in an elevator? I can't even imagine being stuck in an elevator, but how about being stuck in an elevator for 8 days? Police say they rescued a woman who was trapped. This happened in Madrid, Spain, for 8 days. They say they were alerted by relatives of the 45-year-old woman who said they hadn't been able to contact her, so they thought something was up. When they went to her place, they heard her crying out for help. They opened the door of her three-bedroom house and found out that she lived alone and she was suffering from dehydration. The lift broke down because of electrical problems. Oof, always the fear when you don't have somebody. It's good that her friends did finally check on her, but when you do live alone, that's always the fear that somebody won't find you if if something happens. But stuck on that elevator for all those days, ugh. All right, we have one more news you can abuse. I'm going to jump to some other stuff. The $500 tip is too good to be true. In Kuala Lumpur, that's in Malaysia, police have busted a Lebanese man and charged him with carrying $66 million worth of phony greenbacks. Yikes. They say it was a too generous tip that tipped them off. According to Malaysian news reports, the man left a $500 bill for a hotel maid. The largest U.S. note currently in circulation is a $100 bill. Duh. The hotel housekeeper found out the bill was fake when she tried to get change in a local currency. The suspect faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. Ooh, what a dummy. Today in history, I mentioned this before, in 1950 on January 17th, the Great Brinks robbery, bank robbery, took place. Seven masked men held up a Brinks garage in Boston. They stole $1.2 million in cash and $1.5 million in checks and money orders. Although the entire 11-member gang was later caught, only part of the money was ever recovered. That's unusual. 1917, the United States paid Denmark $25 million for the Virgin Islands. Did you know that? 1946, the United Nations Security Council actually held its first meeting in London. In 1977, convicted murderer Gary Gilmore, who was 36 at the time, was shot by a firing squad at the Utah State Prison in the first U.S. execution in a decade. In 1995, more than 6,000 people were killed when an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.2 devastated Japan. Ooh, do you remember that earthquake when we're saying 7.2? Think of that with Haiti with 7.2. Oh, at 10 years ago, decrying the Confederate flag as a symbol of slavery and racism, nearly 50,000 people marched to South Carolina State House on Martin Luther King Day to demand the banner be taken down. All right, do we have some birthday music, Matt?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, I think you're going to recognize at least six names on this list. It's so darn good. Former heavyweight boxing champ Muhammad Ali, 68 years old. Actor James Earl Jones, used to be the voice of CNN, 79 years old. Talk show host Maury Povich is 71. Actress Betty White from Mary Tyler Moore, Golden Girls, 88 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, rock musician Mick Taylor is 62 years old. Naveen Andrews from Lost, you might remember him. They're in their last season coming up next, or this week, I think. The actor is 41 years old. First Lady Michelle Obama celebrates a birthday. She is 46. Also celebrating a birthday, singer Ray J is 29. Actor Freddie Rodriguez turns a whopping 35. You know Kid Rock, right? He is 1 year shy of 40. That means he's 39. Actor-comedian Jim Carrey, The Mask. Oh, too many movies to go through. Remember Yes Man? I just rewatched a little part of that the other day. It was pretty funny. He's a hit or miss with me, though, but he has a certain brilliance. 48 years old. Ben Franklin said, "He that is of the opinion money will do everything may well be suspected of doing everything for money."
Okay, show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. Top. One, two, three. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.